From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. President Bush will return to Washington for the funeral of former President Ronald Reagan at the National Cathedral on Friday. Today, he was in full diplomatic mode on Sea Island off the coast of Georgia. President Bush has been hosting world leaders at a summit conference there, and NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne is at the summit and joins us now. Don, we should explain, this is the annual meeting of the so-called G8, which is the seven nations with the largest economies, plus Russia. And it's been consumed with Iraq and the UN Security Council resolution about the transfer of sovereignty. Today, as I gather, the president pushed for NATO's involvement in Iraq.
Right. There was a bit of a wrinkle today in what has been this suddenly smooth show of unity on Iraq here at the summit. Yesterday, recall, everybody was together on the new UN resolution backing the interim government. And all do see that as good news. But today, the question arose about NATO and the possibility that the alliance could be called on to play a significant role in Iraq. The president, President Bush, in a very brief comment, raised the issue when a reporter asked him a question about it. But French President Jacques Chirac, in a separate news conference, almost immediately objected to suggestions that NATO take a role in providing security after the handover of sovereignty. Chirac said he doesn't think it's the mission of NATO to intervene in Iraq, and he said he's not sure what a NATO troop present would be like in terms of how it would be understood by the Iraqis. Recall, again, that Chirac was also a critic, an opponent of the war in the first place.
This was not, though, the first time that President Bush has mentioned seeking a greater contribution from NATO.
Exactly. In the past, there has been that effort. But recall that some of those NATO members, not just France, but also Germany, opposed the war and still say they will send no troops. The U.S. is supported by Great Britain and, of course, by several other NATO partners, including some of the newer members, such as Poland, in this talk about a greater NATO role. And just for the record, too, NATO's current role in Iraq is there, but it's small. It basically serves as an advisor to the Polish troops there.
Now, one of the president's most publicized face-to-face meetings today was not with one of the other leaders of the eight countries. It was with the new president of Iraq, Azi Al-Yawar.
Right. He's a visitor here, a special invitee. A lot of symbolism in this photo op for the president here. And the White House really treasures what are good news pictures dealing with Iraq to balance, obviously, the many serious difficulties there. Here was the interim president, Yawar, in traditional dress, a flowing brown robe. President Bush seated next to him. President Bush called it a proud day. He said he had great faith in the incoming government. Incoming President Ghazi al-Yawar told the president that Iraqis are committed to democracy. He also thanked Americans for their sacrifices.
So much talk about Iraq. These G8, before that there were G7 summits, are ostensibly about the economy, about trade, about the dollar. Any talk about these things in Sea Island?
Talk about all of those things, but again, it really takes a backseat to these other issues. Ever since 9/11, it seems like other serious issues, sometimes crises, have taken precedent at these meetings.
Thank you, Don. NPR's Don Gagne speaking to us from the G8 summit in Sea Island, Georgia.